mobile.
AEF mobile.
KO4 HKX mobile. If we can hit 640, it would save bouncing around back and forth.
Graham D, and I don't ever jump on it anymore.
I did my radio, I just got to scroll through, and it's kind of hard to do while I'm driving.
Well, I was asking so you could look into it, but I just thought maybe it'd save some headache for me and y'all trying to chase me around.
Texted me this morning because she knew I'd be watching the weather and that, and I see that Kentucky's getting hammered with just training rains all night long and everything, she said, but she was still okay, but they had a bunch of flooding.
All these areas have been going so long without rain, and all of a sudden they get it, causing everything to flood.
West Coast getting too much rain, and the West Coast can't get enough.
Out of North Carolina, that you know, where that one hurricane had flooded them all out, there was lakes that were drying up.
Quite recently, there's been some where California or whoever, they started talking about, you know, rerouting water from the Mississippi out west and all that, blah, blah, blah. So there's been articles from both sides, the Midwest and the West, about their water usage. And one person talked about this one town that had like 150 golf courses that used over 300 million gallons of water a year just for golf courses. And they're like, why don't you just start shutting some of those down? That way you're not using so much water every year. But it's like they want to keep doing what they're doing. They don't want to change. They take up a little bit of grass here and there, but they don't really want to change what they're doing. They just want to, you know, figure out ways to bring in more water.
All right, for out there, I don't anywhere anymore. They don't really know how to use the resources that are available to them and take care of them. They just want to bend it to their will.
Until they start changing stuff like that, they're not going to, there ain't no telling what they're going to do out west.
They'll continue to do is whine and complain about it instead of doing something about it that actually makes sense.
I don't remember what the town was, but they were paying $3 a square foot for you to get rid of your grass. So however many square feet of grass you got rid of, you got some kind of rebate.
Not a sense, doesn't it? Let's just spend more money we don't have.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, I guess I kind of see to get people to get rid of yards, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just think they got to start making some cuts, but I wonder how much water they actually use to water grass. I mean, I know it can use a lot of water. I mean, don't get me wrong, but is that using more than other areas where they can cut back?
For 1 year, Lake Cunningham, where Greer gets its water, right there at the little boat ramp on 101, it was about 2 foot wide and about 4 inches deep, or as far as you can see.
Here's around here where a lot of the lakes are low. I know we went driving up in the mountains 1 year looking for snow, and it was up towards the tip of Tennessee. I can't remember what it was, but it was a small lake up in the mountains, and you could see the end of the boat ramp, like the concrete, and then it was just mud after that. It was so far down that the boat ramp didn't actually extend down into the water.
It had to have walked down the boat ramp and then took a left and walked probably 300 yards to get to any water.
A few years ago, Lake Hartwell was way down.
Take long, I mean, but yeah, I'd say we've been fortunate. Most of the time, a lot of that stuff, you know, when it does get down, eventually it'll work its way back up. And I know, like out here, the pond that you see out front of BMW, the duck pond, is actually, they use it to water the grass and stuff here. So everything they reclaim from all the parking lots is used to water all the grass. It is that time. I am pulling up in the parking lot. I'm going to have to say 7-3 to y'all. y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you this evening when I get off work. Since I'm in the truck today and not in the wife's car, and I should talk on the radio when I get off. So hopefully we'll hear y'all then. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
Andrew, have a good day. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HX.
7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that meeting. KN4TFW. My cousin was down here a couple of weeks ago and thinking about moving down next year, so now it looks like she's going to move down end of September.
Find her a place to live?
I think she's going to put her stuff in storage, stay with my sister, and then find an apartment. She'll be able to find an apartment. They went up on her apartment rent up there, and it's like $2,100 a month now on a fixed income, and that she should be able to find something cheaper than that down here.
No, but I wouldn't guarantee nothing right now. It's just the way things have been going up. I mean, it's, I don't know even know where to start.
Much more, you won't have no rooms underneath any of these bridges.
Practically don't now, and them building tent cities everywhere. I mean, right on the sides of the road, if you start going around looking around, they chased a couple of them off of 123 and 124 coming into Greenville.
Over that, that way too much, so I haven't seen it.
Up and down Poinsett Highway there, where they got the two rescue ministry buildings now. And when I'm in that area, man, it's something else. Tuesday, and the newer rescue building's right next to one of my shops, and they busted out the front glass of the place while we were there.
Mission?
Yes, sir.
Sense, does that make terrible places trying to help?
No clue. But I see them pushing buggies and all kinds of stuff up and down the road through there, come up out from under the bridges and out behind trees and out of wall thickets. I mean, just anywhere you can, there's a spot. They're there.
It's going to get a lot worse.
They're having to keep people from living in the Pisgah National Forest up there and all that. It's been a growing problem over the last couple of years.
Normal routes every day. I don't really see any of that, but I can't believe that it's too far away from my route anyway.
I'd be surprised to see it. It's just sometimes you actually got to start paying attention for it to notice it. It's the little things, the trails leading off into the woods and that kind of stuff.
Over behind the Eagles used to be pretty bad over there by me.
What a idiot drought this morning.
Same thing just a little bit ago, and then it was just, they're just flying and being stupid.
They're on 290 now, and one of the big curves out there toward the concrete plant, car went around me on a double yellow and just stayed in their lane all the way through the curve. I mean, just rode in oncoming traffic like it wasn't nothing.
Went to the paint store twice yesterday, and that once I knew of, because I had to go pick up some yellow paint because they didn't have the kind we normally use, so I had to get they had it in a 5-gallon bucket, and then we needed some black, and I had it on order, but that wasn't coming in. They didn't know when it was coming in, so I had to go get a substitute for that. It's like, man, it's getting really hard to find.
You're having to find substitutes for substitutes now. No, though, as aggravating as this week's been, this will still be one of the best weeks I've had all year in completed business.
And that's all that matters, right?
doing it anyway. Toolbox Tuesday, and then I sold an AC machine yesterday, so it made for a good week. The AC machine back in March, and it was supposed to have been here the 1st of May. You know, 3 months late, but we'll live with it.
Customer arranged the pickup of their product and that by a truck line, and with truck line, they're right there where I get on the interstate at. They're not 10 miles down the road, and today's the third day. We'll see if they show up today.
Any drivers? Saturday, when we went over to the Waynesville Ham Fest, my wife got offered two jobs before we got home, when we'd stop and do anything.
What jobs were those?
One of them was I can't remember the name of the restaurant we stopped at. And they offered a job in there, and then one other place we'd made a stop to straighten out some paperwork or something, and the bank, that's what it was, the bank, when we stopped to make their deposit, because she actually put stuff in order and does everything the way she's supposed to, and so they offered a job in there, but she's off for the summer and she wants to keep her job, so she didn't turn them down.
Sunrise this morning?
I left now. For HK. Yeah, I can see it just the top of the trees. It's not quite breaking over here yet where I can see it.
Yeah, they got a bunch of flashing lights up here. Red ones, blue ones, and all kinds of stuff.
You got off the interstate yet?
Yeah, I just got off the interstate. It's on the road to the plant. It's about a quarter mile from the plant. Everything lights.
Emergency lights are awful bright. It makes it hard to see anymore.
Crash. Two cars and then they got fire trucks and a tow truck on one in one lane, right-hand lane, and then fire trucks and police cars and tow truck in the turning lane, and then you had to go between them.
Head-on collision on 123 yesterday. I got caught up in it. That sent me to lunch a little early because I couldn't get down the road. They had it blocked, so I just went on and met up to where I was going to meet Shane and straightened up the truck and worked in there a little bit instead of sitting in traffic.
I had a delivery truck come with a bunch of supplies. He had a whole pallet full of stuff, and it was all stretch-strapped together and everything. And we offloaded it and had to sort through it, make sure everything was there. And I'm just going through the packet slips, marking everything off, and I delivered it. And I went to receive it in the computer, and it's like, well, dang, two of the boxes wasn't even ours.
Account.
I think you messed up because all of it, there should have been more boxes for that, whatever it was. It looked like it was somebody ordered school supplies.
I don't see how those shipping companies are getting anything done with the amount of volume they got going on right now. I feel bad for them because everybody's ordering everything online now from Amazon and Walmart and everywhere else. They're getting overwhelmed, I'm sure.
They had the FedEx and the UPS truck when they delivered over here. It's like, man, that thing looks like a disaster inside.
UPS has been getting later and later making deliveries to the house. One night, I think it was Monday night this week, it was after 10 o'clock when they were delivering to the house.
A lot of times you don't get off till 10.
And then some long days, too.
Get backed up.
hard enough. And four, is that okay?
Draw you out of there.
Every morning.
Good KN 4 TSW.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Shane. I hope you're having a good cup, hot glass of tea.
Refer to it as a glass of hot tea. It's a cup of tea. Come on, Patrick.
In a glass. I don't have it in a cup.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'd love to stick around, but I'm parked here in the parking spot. I gotta get my day started. So, you guys have an awesome day. Enjoy that cup of tea and your glass of sweet tea, Patrick. And maybe I can catch you guys this afternoon. You guys stay safe out there on the road. KN4 TFW.
Ken, I hope you have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon.
Good day, Ken. Good to hear you this morning. Be careful. N4, is that okay?
How's your morning going so far?
Good. I haven't done much but feed the dog and make a cup of tea.
Stays that way for you today, and nothing goes wrong. Everything goes smooth.
Appreciate that. I hope you have a smooth day, too. I hope you can get those customers caught up over there in Greer.
I'll just have to herd these kittens along a little quicker.
I think babysitting this younger generation. To one of my fellow coworkers last night. He's been there 36 years. He's probably number four in building seniority. And he's number one on the Greenville side. We've got it. It's divided up into two centers just based on the number of people. And we were just discussing about how we were glad we were kind of at the end of it and not having to start today at this company. But it's kind of sad, you know, we're kind of getting to the end of the career, but it is nice that it's nice at the same time we're getting towards the end of it.
Now, just, and don't answer if you don't want to, how does UPS do their retirement? Is it 30 years and you can retire, or they got a magic number you got to hit with your age and years of service?
You can do 30. And if you're younger than 55, there's a little penalty if you go 30 years. If you're over 55, you can technically retire at 25, I think. I think once you've been there so long, you're vested, you'll get a little bit anyway. But you have to be, technically you're supposed to be 55 and 30 years, but some of them make it, some of them. There's a guy there that's been, I think he's been driving that package car for 46 years.
It's hard to imagine being at one place for 46 years, especially in today's world.
Me to imagine 31 years a while ago, but I'm here already, and if I work till 60, that's another 8 years. I mean, I could hit 40 really easily.
Are you going to step away early?
I'm trying to stash some more savings now that the kids are all gone. And, you know, what I'm doing now, I could see if I stay healthy like I am, it would be no problem to work another 8 or 10 years. So, and then there's that times when I think, well, as soon as I hit 55, I'm out of there. But it all depends on what's going to happen.
I understand that. As fast as businesses are having to change to keep up, there's no telling what's going to happen in the next 5 to 8 years.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, every 5 years or so we do a new contract, and every contract the union says, this is the best contract we've ever gotten you. And then, of course, there's always something that's missing that we don't have anymore. So it kind of all depends on how that's going to look, too.
We renew our contracts every 10 years with Matco, and I got 3 years left on mine. So I'm having to decide what I want to do, whether I want to try it another 10 years or what. So I've got a little bit of time.
You guys had that kind of a deal. Yeah, that that, you know, I'm not a big union fan. I have a lot of benefits because of them, but UPS, the way they run their company, they kind of deserve the union, and I think they like having the union because then they could just say, oh, you know, there's the contract, we got to go by it, and whatever, you know, they don't have to have a human resources department or anything like that that helps anybody. It just, oh, you take it up with the union.
Well, it's sword there, or it can be anyway. It can work for you or against you, depending on where you're at.
Away from all of it. I just show up and do my job and try not to get involved too much. And if they're going to give me the benefits because of their, you know, the way they deal stuff, then I guess I'll take them.
Best way to look at it. And I've never worked for anywhere that had a union. Even when I worked at DuPont, we didn't have a union. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I know how I can sit here on the outside looking in and say this, but you really don't know until you have to deal with it head on for sure.
Did a lot of good, you know, years ago, and but there's a lot of crookedness in them too, the years ago and now. But you know, it's way above my head. I can't do anything about it, and UPS doesn't want to get rid of it. And years ago, I wasn't in the union when I first started. South Carolina is a right-to-work state. You can't be forced to join the union to work for a company. But I just figured I didn't want to get to an end of a working career if I stayed that long and find out that they changed their mind about the benefits and the retirement. You know, since you weren't a member of the union, you can't have any of the retirement benefits. So I just went ahead and joined, and there's, you know, you can't go reason with anybody. If they discipline you for any reason or if you have anything going on, you can't go and talk to them about it. You just got to file a grievance with the union to take care of it.
But at least you got a mediator, somebody in between. I guess that does help some. But, Shane, I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s to you. Good to talk to you this morning, even though it was harassing you a little bit.
Expected any less. Have a good day, Patrick. I'll probably hear you on, talk to you later. Time to go make another cup of tea. KEO4HKX and 4ZLK. Be careful out there.
7-3, Shane. Have a great day. KEO4HKX, clear.